Okay, good. So this is a hypnosis session around working through distressing thoughts, feelings, reactions, using the wise mind and knowing, becoming familiar with our rational mind and most importantly, our emotional mind. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfortable spot for your head, and just allow yourself to settle into a comfortable position. And so throughout this hypnosis session, you can pay attention to the suggestions that are most important and meaningful to you, and you can disregard the rest. And it's natural for the mind to wander, and it may. And as it does, you can simply bring it back to focusing on your breathing, focusing on the words that are being said, and focusing on the growing sensations of relaxation in your body. So now that you're comfortable, what I'd like you to do is just, with your eyes open, stare straight upwards without moving your head, to stare straight upwards through to the top of your head. Staring with your eyes open through to the top of your head, staring straight up. Staring straight upwards, feeling the eyes strain as you look upwards. Good. Now take a deep breath in and hold that breath. Good. Holding that breath, allow your eyelids to flutter closed, but continuing to look upwards underneath your closed lids. Looking upwards, holding your breath, feeling the strain in your eyes, the fullness in your chest. Good. Now slowly, very slowly, let your breath out and allow your eyes to relax to a comfortable position. And now, focusing on each long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in nice and deep and slow, all the way in through your nose, in through your mouth, but noticing the air passing over your lips, passing into your nasal cavity, moving in, filling your chest with nourishing oxygen, and then as you exhale, a nice, long, slow, slow, slow exhalation. As slow as you can manage. And each exhalation, letting it get slower without forcing it, but allowing it to be comfortable. Nice, long, slow, deep breath. All of your focus, all of your energy directed at noticing the movement of the air coming into your lungs, filling your lungs, a wonderful full feeling in your lungs, all the way down to the lower ribs. The entire chest feels comfortable, expanded and full, and then exhaling ever so slowly, as slow as you can, as casually, as comfortably as you can, letting that breath all the way out. Letting all the air drain from your body, and then when it's right for you, taking another long, slow, deep breath in. Breathing in and letting all of your focus be on the movement of the air coming so easily, so comfortably into your chest, filling your lungs to the very depth down to the lower ribs, and then exhaling and letting go. Feels so wonderful to just focus on the breath, to let go of everything else, to allow your mind to just focus, and then gradually your body relaxes. Letting go of everything else, the events early in your day, the events to come in your day, just letting go of everything else, but the wonderful sense of relaxation that slowly grows in your body. Breathing nice and deep and slow in. And breathe in, out. And as you exhale, imagine releasing tension and tightness, releasing frustration, releasing anger, sadness, overwhelm, releasing any negative emotion you don't want in this moment, releasing anything you don't want in your body at this moment with every breath. And you may imagine the exhalation is a color. The breath leaving your body is a colorful form, leaving your body. And with that leaves the tension, leaves the tightness, the frustration, the angst, the disappointment, leaves anger, sadness, leaves self-loathing, self-criticism, just leaves your body. You don't need it. You can get rid of it. Just let it go. Blow it out of your body. And taking another long, slow, deep breath in when you're ready. Just focusing on the movement of the air. And every exhalation, just focusing on releasing and letting go. And slowly, little by little, you'll notice growing sensations of relaxation. You may notice it more at first at the top of your head, like in your forehead. The muscles in the forehead relaxing. Across the eyes, around the eyes. The muscles at the corners of the eyes, and the cheeks, the jaw relaxing. Every exhalation, just letting go of any tension or tightness. The forehead, around the eyes. The cheeks and the jaw, just letting it go. You don't need it. It's not serving you. You can let it go. Just letting go of it all. Vanishing it from your body, allowing it to evaporate, to disappear. You already may notice wonderful sense of lightness, tingling, coolness, or warmth in the tips of your fingers. Perhaps noticing it more in the tips of the toes. Whatever you notice, just allow yourself to be curious and surprised by the growing sensations of relaxation you notice that are unique to you in this experience. Every long, slow, deep breath in, breathing it all the way in, down to the very lower rib. And exhaling and getting rid of anything you don't need. The jaw relaxing, the neck softening, the shoulders dropping down. Any tension between the shoulder blades at the very back. Just relaxing as the shoulders drop down into their pockets. As the chest opens up with every deep inhalation. And then relaxes as we let all that breath go. Letting it go more and more. And you may notice sensations, tingling, numbness, heaviness in the calves, the shins. Maybe more in the hands now. Whatever you notice, just allow yourself to be curious, enjoying the growing sensations of relaxation. And you may notice a feeling of sinking deeper and deeper into the furniture wherever you lay, as if you're laying on a deep bed of pillows, sinking down into them, or perhaps more floating above them. Whatever you find is enjoyable. Just imagine that sensation. Not a care in the world. This is time for you to take that mental holiday. For your body to relax, to your mind to just let go. To detach from the day before you, from the day yet to happen. To just enjoy this moment that you're in. The wonderful sensation of letting go and relaxing. Whether you're floating above this imaginary bed of pillows, or sinking down into them, you're feeling safe, at peace and comfortable, not a care in the world. Just enjoying the easy flow of the breath, expelling any unnecessary tension from your body, and enjoying the growing sensations of relaxation wherever you feel them in your body, whatever you notice, growing more and more. And as you continue to focus on your breath, the sounds of my words will go with you as you relax more and more. The sounds of my words will just drift off with you, relaxing more and more. As you take time for you to de-stress, to rejuvenate, to feel and enjoy some healing that comes with just taking time for you to reset so that you can use the rest of your day the way you want, so you can set your intention and use the rest of the day regardless of the frustrations, the irritants, the sadness that may have occurred before. So you can reset and use the rest of the day in the way that's most meaningful to you. So by just simply focusing on your breath, by stopping, by noticing the growing sensations of relaxation, imagining yourself sinking down more and more, or floating, you can enjoy this mental and physical holiday where you detach, where you let go. Let go of everything and anything that is meaningless to you and focus on the things that are important to you. And as you practice this more and more, you'll notice you'll gain more mastery, more control over where you direct your attentions and focus, how much energies you give to those that are in your life that are toxic or unhelpful, and how much energy you give to those in your life that are supportive, comforting, validating, encouraging. You'll get more mastery, more cognitive mastery over where you direct your focus and your energies. Throughout every day, throughout the journey of life, we encounter those that are driven by their needs and values that may not understand the bigger picture, that are reactive rather than doing what's harder, what's more intelligent, what takes more work, which is to be understanding, compassionate, kind, and encouraging, to simply be nice. That takes more work, that takes more energy, that takes more emotional intelligence. As you go through your days, you'll encounter those that are more reactive. You'll encounter those that are more driven by their own egoistic needs. You'll encounter those that are more critical and judgmental because of their own values, their own needs, their own beliefs. And you'll notice instinctively a reaction. And it could be an old habitual reaction, to personalize it, to wonder what they think of you, take on their judgments, to take on their values. When you know, when you step back, they're not aligned with yours. They're not aligned with everything you've learned along this journey. So at times it'll be a struggle to separate yourself from their values, separate from their needs, from their beliefs, from their judgments, and to focus on your own knowledge, understanding, and the things you've learned in the journey along your way. This is a skill you'll get with time. The more you take time for you to dig into these events, these experiences, these interactions, asking yourself more and more, what do you need? What do you know? What do you believe? What do you value? What do you want? What's right on your journey? But focusing on you. Nobody takes this journey for you but you alone. And nobody knows what's right for you but you alone. So as you get into this practice of stepping outside of these distressing situations, these difficult people, toxic or critical or judgmental or impatient, whatever it may be, stepping outside of it, taking time for you to breathe, focus on your breath, to separate, to let go of their tension, their judgments, their criticisms, to relax, to separate, get perspective, and then asking you, what do I know? What do I feel? What do I need? What do I believe? What do I want? What's right for me? This is your journey, in your time and in your way. So as you continue to focus on your breath, relaxing deeper and deeper all the time, with each breath you take, with each word that is said, drifting deeper and deeper into relaxation, deeper and deeper into hypnosis, so you can get better in touch with what you want, with what you need. Deeper and deeper with every long, deep breath in, extending that exhalation in a way that's comfortable for you. And gradually the breathing just takes care of itself. It's easy, it's rhythmic, it's comfortable. But you feel growing more and more relaxed, more and more comfortable, more and more at ease. And as you drift deeper and deeper, you're allowing yourself this opportunity to go inside, to relax, to find out what you need, what you want, what you believe, what your journey looks like. So in a moment, I'm going to slowly count from 1 to 5. And as I do, I'd like you to simply take 5 deep breaths, 1 at a time. And as you let each breath out, I'd like you to simply notice how you sink down more and more comfortably into your imaginary bed of pillows, or you float more easily. But you drift into a much deeper, relaxed, hypnotic state. And you'll notice at the count of 5, you'll find yourself enjoying a much more deeply relaxed, peaceful, comfortable, hypnotic experience. Relaxed mentally and physically on your own holiday, taking time, taking a break to rejuvenate, to reset. And so when you're ready, 1, take a deep, deep breath in. And let it go. Allow yourself to sink deeper and deeper. Sinking deeper all the time with every regular breath you take. Deeper and deeper, as comfortable as you wish to go. And 2, When you're ready, taking another deep, deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go. Let it all go. Let go everything but the comfort you feel in your entire body. Let go of anything you don't need. And three, when you're ready, another deep, deep breath in. And let that breath all the way out, sinking deeper and deeper all the time, enjoying more and more the growing sensations of relaxation, just letting go. And enjoying this mental break, this physical holiday, this time for you to let go of everything you don't need, to rejuvenate and to reset. And four, another deep breath when you're ready. Good. Let it all the way out. Letting go of any remaining tension, tightness. Letting go of any remaining worries or concern. Just letting go of anything you don't need or want. And five, another deep breath in now. Good. And let that breath go. Let that breath all the way out. Good. And you can continue to drift deeper and deeper and just understand the power of the mind to relax our body, to let go of things we don't need, to enjoy this break. To rejuvenate and to reset. And as you continue to just enjoy these wonderful sensations you feel throughout your body and drift deeper and deeper, your mind becomes more receptive to the suggestions that'll help you. Let go of the things that are not meaningful or helpful for you and to focus on the things that are meaningful and important to you. To manage your reactions, your feelings to those you may encounter in life that'll be driven by their needs, their values, knowledge, beliefs, and experiences, driven by their egoistic needs that may not be in keeping with your values, your needs, your beliefs, your experiences, and all the growth you've undergone, all the learning, the deep understanding, all the challenges you've overcome, and the journey that is unique to you. You'll be able to let go of those things more easily, more readily, having understanding of where they're coming from, what's driving them, to the best of your ability. But a greater understanding of what drives you, what you need, what you want, what your journey is. So in all of us, we have many parts. We have the emotional part of ourselves. The emotional part of ourselves is a part of our just as legitimate, just as real as the rational part of ourselves, as just as real as the wise part of ourselves. The wise mind can be at times difficult to find, but we all have one. Even if at times we struggle to access it, we struggle to find it. Sometimes the emotional parts of ourselves keep us from accessing the wise mind, and at other times the rational parts of ourselves can keep us from accessing the wise mind. But the wise mind is something we experience at the center of ourselves. It's a marriage, a bridging, a combination of the rational mind and the emotional mind. The wise mind sees, feels emotions, sees, feels hurt, shame, embarrassment, guilt, feels insignificance, sees our feelings of failure, of desire, longing for acceptance. The wise mind sees and feels all of these emotions. The wise mind can also see the rationale, the reasoning mind, the fact-finding part of ourselves, the historical, chronologically knowledgeable part of ourselves that knows the facts, the details, the events. The wise part of ourselves sees those parts of the rational mind, the problem-solving parts of ourselves, the ordered parts of ourselves. Some people experience the wise mind when they're making a decision that they know is absolutely the right thing to do for them. It's partly built on that gut feeling, that intuitive self. Because the wise mind pays attention to those felt feelings, those instincts, so intuition, and questions it, explores it, understands it. The wise mind doesn't just immediately dismiss it. There's usually with the wise mind, when we access it, when we strengthen it, when we pay attention to it, get to a place where there's little doubt about what's right for us. The wise mind gets the whole picture, the facts, the problem solving, the reasoning, and the emotional parts of ourselves. The feelings, the reactions, the doubt, the shame, the longing, the wanting for acceptance. The wise mind gets it all. So to access the wise mind, we first need to pay attention to our feelings. We need to pay attention to the things we're reacting to. The things people say, our beliefs, our thoughts that may cause feelings. The wise mind needs to notice these things, to not either immediately validate them nor immediately dismiss them, but to notice them, observe them, be willing to feel them, whether we want those feelings or not. The feelings of shame, right or wrong, the feelings of disappointment, of anger, whether we're justified or not. It's just important to feel them, notice them, understand them. To take the time to just notice. Notice all of those things. That's the first thing that's important for the wise mind, to notice all of those things. Notice it and let it be as it is, not as you want to make it into. To not automatically believe it, but not automatically dismiss it. But to sit with the feelings, whatever they may be, guilt, sadness, shame, anxiety, overwhelm, self-loathing, self-hatred, judgment, to sit with it and notice it, not believe it, but to understand it and feel it, accept it, let it be there, not try to change it. Feel what you're feeling because it's your experience in the moment. Feel what you're feeling. Don't amplify the feelings. Don't dismiss the feelings. Notice them in your body. Let them be there. Notice how much space they need. Let the feelings take whatever form, whatever depth, whatever they need, without your mind telling you what it is it has to be. Without letting the mind tell you it's horrible. Without their mind telling you it's right or wrong. Just notice what is and let it be. That's the first and most important thing. When we're in a difficult situation, to stop and let be what is. Let yourself experience what is happening in your body. Let it be without dismissing it or magnifying it. Just let it be whatever it is and notice it. Observe it as if you're observing raindrops, not trying to change the raindrops, but let them be. Notice them. Notice how they spread. Notice how far they spread. How often they come. The waves of the emotion. The waves of the rain. Just let them be. Let them take up as much space as they need. Your entire body, the entire room, the entire building, the entire block. Whatever it needs, let it be. So noticing is the first step to accessing the powers of the wise mind. Notice what you're feeling. Notice what you're thinking. Notice what you're reacting to. What's the trigger? What are you believing, wanting? What are you doing? Notice all of those things. The feelings, the thoughts, the desires. Notice the trigger, whether it be internal, external. Don't try and change it, just notice it. Notice what you want to do, whether it would get you into jail or not. Notice the fantasy. Notice the urges to do or to avoid. Notice all of it, the self-loathing, the desire to beat yourself up, to hurt yourself. Notice it all. Just notice it and let it be without your mind telling you what it needs to be or trying to change it. And as you sit with it all, sit with the emotions, sit with the wants, the beliefs, sit with the thoughts, sit with all those urges to do or to avoid. Sit with all the uncomfortable feelings in your body, no matter how deep, retching, tight they may be. Sit with all of that discomfort and just notice. And as you notice, breathe through it, not to change it, but to notice how, if, in what way it morphs, it changes. If, don't make it, but just notice if it does. Notice as you just breathe and sit with it. Nice, long, slow, deep breaths in and out. Just noticing, allowing, and being with it. In all of its ugliness, in all of its depth, in all of its discomfort. Sit with it, allow it, be with it. Just notice how, if it does, all on its own change. The intensity may grow, the tensity may wane, the intensity may move and change. It may move to different parts of the body. It may grow like a wave and then recede. Just notice it all as you allow it to be there, not trying to change it, not trying to make sense of it, not trying to minimize it, not magnifying it, but just letting it be and accepting. Just follow your breath and let it be. Follow your breath and let it be. Observe what's happening moment to moment. Observe also if there's resistance to simply just accepting it as it is. Notice any resistance to just being with the feelings, the thoughts, the urges, being with the wants, the desires, regardless of how repulsive you may think they are. Just be with those wants, those desires, those needs, those feelings, those thoughts, those triggers. Be with the sensations in your body and just notice. Observe what changes, if it does. And notice as time passes, the resistance may lessen. Doesn't have to, but it may. Stay with your breath and just notice. Notice the different things changing in whatever way they change, if they change. Staying with it, observing. And as you continue to observe, to notice, you'll encounter many different triggers. Throughout your days, throughout your weeks, different people with different agendas, with different egos, different needs, different values, different experiences from you, who've traveled on different journeys that you'll never understand because you're not privy to the inside workings of what drives them, what motivates them, what their beliefs are. But throughout your journey, you'll encounter them. Your paths will cross. They may get past, they may encounter you on your cross, as if they're getting on your caboose and then getting off your train. They may get on for a while and get off. But eventually, unless they're meaningful, important, valuable to you, they'll pass you by, and their train and the cabin they're on will carry on, and you'll get off. They'll get off, or you'll get off. But people who were once significant in your life, as you reflect back, become less so as you change, as your journey changes and what you know and believe and need changes. These people in your past who were once important, once critical, become less so. So it makes sense to take some people in stride, to place less importance on the things they say and on the things they do as you come across them on your journey, especially and most especially if they're not in line with what you value, with what you need, what you believe, what you've experienced, and what you've come to understand works for you. And your paths may weave and cross different people at different times, but you can always stop and understand, connect with how they make you feel, whether they're aligned with what you need, because you're the best judge of what you need, whether they're aligned, whether they're compatible, whether they're in keeping with your values, beliefs, and needs. And you can decide what to discard of the things they say and do and what to keep, because only you are the judge of what you need and what you want to keep on your journey. So when you encounter these people, these triggers, these old beliefs or new beliefs, you can plan instead in the future to always, when you feel distress, whatever it may be, to simply stop, sit with the feelings, the beliefs, the knowledge, the wants, the triggers, the emotions, sit with all of them in all their ugliness. Sit with the depth of the emotion regardless of the discomfort. Sit with all the thoughts you're having, good and bad, positive, negative, helpful and unhelpful. Sit with all the urges you're having. All the fantasies, all the desires, asking yourself, is it helping you along your journey or causing you to stray farther from your journey? Are these thoughts helpful or hurting you? And you can decide what you get to keep and what you leave behind. But most importantly, sit with the intensity, let it be there. Explore it. Use your breath to help you stay in it and let it pass. Let it change in its own way. But always asking yourself, what's in your best interest? What serves you best? What belief, what action, what feeling, what thought? What do you want to pay attention to that helps you move along your journey? And what takes you further away from your journey? What serves you and what hurts you? What will be most helpful for you, most understanding, most compassionate and kind, that you can do for yourself in this moment? And this is the cognitive mastery, the emotional intelligence, the wise mind that you'll be able to develop more and more, as you already have, but furthermore, developing it further. So you flex that muscle more and more and it gets stronger. You can sit with tough feelings, tough triggers, tough emotions, tough urges, tough sensations in your body. You can sit with all the old baggage. You can let it be there, breathe through it, and decide for yourself what's most helpful for you along your journey that's unique to you. What's most helpful to believe, to do, to feel along your journey? And as you practice this, Your wise mind will get stronger each and every day. Your acceptance of distress will grow stronger, and all on its own, in its own way, what happens is our wise mind can integrate the emotional mind, the rational mind, and will be more decisive of what's in best, our best interest, more readily, more easily. And yes, at times we'll still get thrown off course, because every situation's unique. Every moment's unique. And it's not about being perfect, but it's about doing what's in your best interest more often, more of the time, to the best of your abilities at that time. So just taking a moment to just breathe. Breathe, follow your breath, come back to your body. Use your breath to come back to your body. Knowing that the more time you spend sitting with, noticing feelings, thoughts, urges, discomfort, accepting the reality as it is for you in that moment, the better able you will be to change your reality. We have to accept what is before we can change it. That is not what we as humans do more readily. We run, we hide, we dismiss, we magnify. We do everything but walk towards the distress. We do everything but stand with it, be with it, feel it, notice it. But refusing to accept what you're feeling, wanting, hoping for, desiring, can keep us stuck in cycles. Accepting it as it is can lead to some temporary sadness, some temporary distress, some grief, but generally deep calmness and acceptance follows. And if anything you've learned along the way, you can do the hard work. So in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5, and at the count of 5, you'll open your eyes and return back to the room around you, feeling relaxed and refreshed. 1. Two. Coming back to the room around you at your pace, in your way. And 3. Wiggling your fingers and toes, more aware of the sounds around outside in your room, more aware of the temperature of the air touching your face. And 4, more aware now, wiggling your fingers and toes even more. And 5, when you're ready, you can open your eyes and take all the time you need to return to the room around you.